Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Small Steps to Self-Love. I'm Shelby Lee, a mental health and self-love writer, and today I am not having a good day. I'm fine. A lot of little minor things going wrong, and it all just kind of seems to bundle up at once, doesn't it? You know those days where just a bunch of little things go wrong, and it all just culminates in at the span of a few hours, and it seems like the world is against us and just everything is not great. So that's the type of day that I'm having. And normally I prepare what I want to talk about each episode. And I wanted to talk about self-care today. And I'm going to change the context to self-care on those bad days where all these things are going wrong. And I think that's what I want to talk about today. I normally prepare something. I normally have, a few notes, a little bit of an outline for each episode. And I didn't get the chance to do that today because I've been in different calls and meetings today. Even though I'm not having the best day, I'm going to go through it anyway. And I think I already know this is a podcast about the ups and downs of self-love and mental health. So why not show, those sadder days? Why not talk about that, right? Again, it's nothing major. And I remind myself, and something that I try to recommend to others and something that I try to recommend to myself is thinking about, will this matter tomorrow? Will this matter in 2 weeks? Will this matter in a month? Will this matter in a year? And of course, if it will matter in a month or a year, then it's something important, of course. And if it's something that maybe won't matter tomorrow, then we have to let those things go and not hold on to that anger or to that sadness. For me, one of the things today was just one of my systems that I use for my business not working, and it costs me money when it doesn't work. So that was irritating for me today. And then I got an email that didn't make me happy either and kind of just sent me into a bit of a spiral of sadness. And last week I had one of these days as well. So it kind of just seems like it's piling on right now, right? But everything's fine. I'm healthy and overall happy, and my family and friends are happy and healthy. So there's nothing major, none of it's an emergency. So that's what I'm reminding myself of on days like this. But I did want to talk about self-care and just taking care of our minds on days like this. So I already mentioned one tip that is thinking about the severity of the situation and if it's going to matter tomorrow, if it's going to matter in a month. And then the other thing is just rest if possible and stepping away from the situation. I have a tendency to, if something's not working like I want it to just keep trying to make it work, to keep, doing different things. This particular one was sitting at my computer, talking to customer service, which is never fun, and trying to resolve something that is going to take a few days, but I want it resolved right now. So just stepping away, just giving myself an hour to breathe and relax. I just got back from lunch. So I'm okay, starting a new mindset. It's the afternoon. So just trying to separate yourself if you can from the situation is very helpful. And I think doing some form of self-care, which rest is definitely self-care and taking a break is definitely self-care, but doing something that really makes you happy and energizes you, because I feel like being sad is so draining, or being frustrated or angry or sad, especially when it's all piling on you at once. It is so emotionally draining. It is physically draining. And so resting is so important. But I think also finding something that will re-energize you and put a smile on your face, even if it's just for a little bit, is really helpful too. So that's why I wanted to talk about self-care and the importance of self-care. I recently did an interview on my self-care practices and routines that I'm going to link in the description box. But I also wanted to just share some of the things that I talked about in that interview because I had such a good time talking about it. So I wanted to share with you my perspective on self-care and then some of the things that I personally do for self-care. A lot of it has to do with creativity and kind of listening to our bodies and our minds and pursuing the things that really bring us joy and energize us. Self-care will help you form a better relationship with yourself. It's a way to be mindful of and learn what you need to feel good mentally and physically. The times that I sit and journal in silence, which is one of the ways that I practice self-care, are times to connect with myself and listen to myself. It's so powerful to enjoy that stillness and enjoy a conversation with you, and it leads to a better appreciation of your time and your mind. And even though it's unintentional, my best ideas come in those quiet moments with myself. So that is my perspective on self-care and what it can do for us and our minds and our bodies. And I wanted to share a few things that I do as self-care. I already mentioned one of them, which is journaling, and I've definitely talked about that before. There are definitely days where self-care falls lower on the priority list than it should. It can be hard to prioritize ourselves when we have other people in our lives, when we have work, family, whatever is kind of taking priority. But I think we have to make time for ourselves too. And I think that's so important on happy days and on sad days to practice caring for ourselves. So as you may know, one of my absolute favorite daily habits is journaling. It's so healing to get things out on the page. So I do prompts every day. I do a little bit of journaling about my day. And I kind of use it to track how I'm feeling and notice those periods of happiness versus sadness or what seems to trigger those bad days. And then the tools that I've used to help on those bad days. So I think that's a really, really valuable tool. I also love getting outside or being active. I know not everyone can or enjoys doing that. For me, being in nature is really inspiring, but it also just takes my mind off of my problems, even if it's not a small problem. Just being out in nature kind of grounds me and reminds me of how huge this universe is and how small I am. It kind of just helps me take my mind off of it for a little bit and connects me with nature. And then the third thing is I love creativity. It really is something that energizes me. Creative writing, creative things with my business, whether it's this podcast even. I think it's so important to have these creative routines and kind of treat it as a priority in your life. If you have a passion, a creative passion, or it doesn't even have to be something that's considered creative. Maybe you're more of like a numbers person, math or science person. Honoring that and having that to go to on bad days. So for me, like, I very much make it a priority to write and read, which are two things that bring me joy creatively. And so I make it like a ceremony almost. It's a process for me. I light my candle. I have my comfy reading chair next to a bookshelf where I can easily pick some books off the shelf. And my journal and my favorite pens, and they're all there. That makes it easy for me to pursue those passions, to just have it right there, and then I don't have an excuse to not do it. It's just there for me. I don't have to rummage around searching for these things. I have this space that I know and love and go to often. So I think that that's really, really important as well. And it's such a great way to practice that self-care. And I think that when we don't practice self-care and we're just kind of robots going through the day, not taking time for ourselves, getting, you know, things done on our to-do list, caring for others and not caring for ourselves, it can just feel like we're floating through the day and almost mindlessly, not really being present in the moment, not being present with ourselves. Time is the most important thing that we have. It's the most precious thing that we have. And not appreciating our time and not appreciating ourselves in that time and how we spend our time is not something we want to look back on and wish that we had spent more time not working or not pursuing something that we wanted to pursue. So that's just one more reason why I think self-care is just so important on a daily basis. But even if you're like nowhere near a daily basis, which there are definitely weeks where it falls down on the priority list, there are a lot of things that are busy with my work. And so it can be hard to make that a priority. So I definitely recommend starting small and blocking off a little bit of time in your calendar, really making an effort, like setting reminders on your phone or in your calendar or whatever you use for some sort of planning for your day or organizing your week, setting aside that time. I have to physically like put things on my calendar if I want to actually remember to do them. And so that's how I organize myself, but maybe I know a different way works better for you. But I think that it is so important to set aside a little bit of time each day, and maybe you start with a few times a week versus every single day if that's not feasible for you right now, or if that seems like a huge jump for you right now. That's what I would recommend starting with. And then I also asked my audience, we haven't done this in a couple weeks, but I asked my audience what they do for self-care on a bad day. So I wanted to share some answers from all of you as well. I ask these regularly on Instagram, so if you want to be maybe featured in a future episode, follow me on Instagram. I post these questions in my story. So the first person actually is so in tune with me and what I love. They said that they blast happy music and dance. They also said they clean the house, which is not so much what I enjoy doing. I don't like cleaning at all, but blasting happy music and dancing is definitely a joy for me, so that definitely helps. Make coffee, get under a blanket, put on a comfort show or movie, and curl up with a book. Absolutely. I definitely find TV is helpful whenever I'm having a bad day. I'm like, let me just watch this fictional world. It will help me get my mind off of things, right? Take a long bath, someone said. On my bad days, I just go to my mom and hug her. That's really sweet. A hug is helpful. Treat myself to a new cologne, book, or snack. It's the small things for me, just taking that time for myself. Yes, absolutely. Cuddle cats or my dog, go for a walk, listen to my favorite music. Any affection from an animal or a person is helpful, tremendously helpful. Hide myself in solitude. So this is kind of the opposite of what the previous person said. Hide myself in solitude to order my thoughts by focusing on something external, poetry, films, etc. Yeah, so definitely, I think that it's important to recognize if we're always just keeping things in and bundling things in to ourselves, that can be really hard on our mental health too, even if we are turning to poetry to let things out, which is something that I definitely do. It's also really, really important to speak to other people to find that support system, a friend or a family member or just a loved one, and talking about it I think is really helpful as well. But I definitely rely on those internal thoughts and talking with myself and writing poetry on those days too, so I definitely can relate to that. Have a good cry and write. Absolutely, good cry really can help clear the head. And then the last person said, usually a walk in nature to try and clear my mind. Absolutely. We talked about nature, and that's something that's pretty big for me as well. So I'm glad that people have what works for them in terms of self-care on bad days or good days too. I think it's important regardless of how you're feeling. So I always read a poem or two. So I normally plan these episodes out a little bit more, so I don't even have a plan of what poem would be good for this exact conversation, but I'm gonna look through and pick out a piece that I think will resonate with you on this topic. Happiness lives in a little room in my heart, and some days it prefers the curtains drawn shut, and I've learned that's okay. That's page 57 of Changing with the Tides, and I remember writing this and thinking that no one would understand or think that it's weird. It's really short. I don't know. I guess just the concept. I was hoping people would understand what I was going for, but it's basically just those days that happiness is nowhere to be found. It's just a bad day, and that it's okay to give ourselves rest, that our heart needs rest, our mind, our bodies need rest, and that's okay. That's an okay thing to close off for the day or a few days and open up when we're ready, and that the happiness will come back soon. That's what that one's about. But I think that one is a little bit fitting with what we are talking about today. I chase storms without fear because I know the dark clouds will eventually lead to blue skies. That's page 71 of Changing with the Tides. I'm just reading a couple really short ones today, but I think that that one also is a good one for today, because right now it's like dark clouds, right? It's like, you know, the dark days, the stormy skies, and it can seem like there will never be a blue sky again, and that we are just like living in this darkness and cloudy skies and rain and thunder, but the sky will clear and there will be blue skies again. And it may take time. It may come soon. It may take a while, that we have to keep pushing and keep moving forward. As always, in every episode, I give you a small step to take on your self-love journey this week. And I really want you to focus on self-care this week. I want you to take those actions we talked about of setting a reminder for yourself, 10 minutes a day, half hour a day, and do something that makes your mind and body feel good. If it's going on a walk, if it's watching your favorite show and you haven't been able to do that in a while, it's been so busy, if it is talking to a friend, if it is writing and journaling and talking to yourself and clearing your mind that way, if it is dancing around your house or your apartment and blasting music, whatever it is, take that time, really make that a focus for yourself this week. And I will talk to you in next week's episode. Have a wonderful, wonderful week with self-love and compassion and kindness. Thank you for listening.